Just a quick comment. Just noticed that there are a few things here that are not mentioned in this passage that I just found a little surprising. Jesus doesn't criticize the disciples for having dirty feet. He doesn't make exception with who he washes the feet. They all need it. John, who is so close to the Lord Jesus, he needs his feet washed. Judas, who is betraying Jesus and has the devil entered into him, he needs his feet washed. Jesus doesn't make any exceptions. He doesn't judge them. And he doesn't make comments about the fact that their feet are dirty. He just accepts that this is it's going to happen to all of us, and he knows that it's needed.
It's interesting that once the Lord Jesus went into the Pharisee's house, and the Pharisee, as was the custom, would have a servant or someone delegated to wash the feet of those who came in, because they wore those sandals in the Middle East then, and they were soiled, as we know. And I'm looking at the physical side first. And it's so the soil of the day needs to be washed away. And that was atypical to what we're talking about, the defilement that we pick up day by day and how we deal with it, with the washing of the word upon the situation. Which, by the way, means that if we neglect the reading meetings, if we neglect the ministry meetings, where do we get our feet washed? If we neglect conferences, where do we get our feet washed? And so we pay a big price to be able to have and to see unwashed feet, so that we are soiled and we don't have anything that occurs for us to be right in the presence of the Lord. But what my thought was, it's interesting that when the Lord Jesus went into the Pharisee's house and the Pharisee neglected to wash the Lord's feet, he turned round and looked the Pharisee in the eye and rebuked him. And here, this was the custom, and yet no one lifted a hand to help, because they all thought that this meek service would show a lack of leadership amongst the disunited disciples just before the crucifixion of the Lord Jesus. So they weren't going to be humble one with the other. And so, as we've seen, they neglected feet washing. Normally they should have done it. And so the Lord, in humble service, as we've been seeing, meekly went ahead and did this. And I just want to ask a question. Who left that room that night with his feet unwashed? It was so important to have the feet washed. Well, we know who left that room that night with his feet unwashed. It was the Lord himself. He rebuked the Pharisee, and on the basis of the physical washing of the feet, they neglected the Lord. On the spiritual side of things, he didn't need his feet washed. But I wonder if anyone has a comment that helps us along in that one. Why the Lord left that room that night without his feet washed.